created by Catherine Cook Briggs and her daughter Isabel Briggs Meyer after reading some of Jung's work and his theory of psychological types. Your type is indicated by four letters representing a combination of eight personality traits: introverted or extroverted, intuition or sensing, thinking or feeling, and judging or perceiving. So MBTI is a useful tool to better understand yourself and others, and it can be used for both personal growth and growth in relationships with other people. It can use to understand differences and similarities in the way people think, and it's also useful in connecting people to, who think similarly to you, and helping people feel like they belong or are understood by others. It's also a good way to tailor teaching methods to individuals as different types process and learn information differently and benefit from different styles of teaching. So in relation to Jesus, there's no definite answer as to what type he is, because we can't really just ask him whether he feels involved whilst watching TV soaps or if he likes to party and go shopping in his spare time. So I've done a bit of research online and looked at what other people have thought, and so this is the kind of general of what I've come up with. So going more into Jung's psychological types, I can't go over all of them in detail, so I'll just brush over what I have found. Jesus has a strong sense of personal beliefs and morals that are viewed as ahead of his time and bases his life on idealism and teaching his morals to others, and he was regarded as compassionate and concerned with other people and their emotions, which seems to make him strong in the FE cognitive function, which is extroverted feeling, which deals with understanding other people's emotions and enjoying helping other people. Now, whether he's introverted or extroverted is often debated, and there's no conclusive answer. However, I believe he's an introvert, as he's able to retreat from crowds and spend a lot of time by himself. And a lot of people misunderstand introversion and extroversion. They're not how much people like spending time with other people and whether they like being alone. It's where they draw their energy from. So a lot of introverts, like I believe Jesus, can spend time alone, but they also enjoy spending time with other people. That makes sense. So far we have I blank F blank. So he's introverted and feeling. So N or S, intuition or sensing. This is one of the personality traits that is easiest to decipher. Intuitors like speaking in analogies, and we know Jesus loved his parables, which are basically extended analogies. He often spoke with double meanings and is considered a visionary. So I N F blank. This last letter seems to be the most debated. Some people say that he seemed to not plan his journeys, therefore he must be P, perceiving, whilst others argue he must be J, for judging, because of his strongly determined set of principles that helped guide him. So what does this all matter? I mean, technically it doesn't. You could just ignore everything I've said and continue on with your life. But if you look at MBTI from a more creative perspective, it can be used in everyday life. And knowing Jesus' type can help us understand his take on this world and how he thinks about people and everything around him. And you can understand him better and come to know him more. And we can also identify people in society who think similarly to him and share his way of thinking. So you can take from this what you want. And if you'd like to ask me more questions about this, you can feel free to do that. And if you want to take the test online to find out your MBTI, there's many websites like 16personalities.com, which will give you in-depth look into different types. Yes? I personally think he's INFJ, but but yes. It just, if you look online, you can like read about the different types and how they view the world. So yeah. I think it's interesting if you can find like ways to connect with the ways of thinking and how you think similarly to them. So yeah, you can find connections there, which is nice. Okay.